Let's read.
Hi, I'm Haruto Tanaka, a homeroom teacher of the third grade of Nansei Elementary School in Yokohama. Today, let me talk about an English lesson I gave at my school. Honestly speaking, I was a little bit nervous. It was the first time for most students to study English at school. Afterwards, I found all of the students enjoyed the lesson, and I feel better now. I'm going to talk about how it went. Our class uses Let's Speak Together 1, a textbook that is compliant with the latest courses of study. First, I showed a video so that my students could watch and think about the people and the languages in the world. Some students noticed the Korean greeting, and most could say hello. One student stated that Jumbo was a Swahili greeting. Many students did not know countries' names in English, so it was fun for them to learn the names. After watching the video, I asked them a few questions in English, such as the number of countries in the world and which language was spoken in which country. I prepared everything on digital slides so they could simply raise their hands to choose answers. Finally, we had a small discussion in Japanese about the world. I wasn't sure if we should keep on speaking in English, but I decided to use Japanese to encourage all my students to say what they thought. Overall, it was a good lesson for the students to learn about the world and world languages. They are now looking forward to the next English lesson. There are many opinions about how and when to teach English in elementary schools, and I am still not sure which way is the best. I believe that we should continue seeking the best for students so that they can communicate and think globally.